team members from University of Maryland Shore Regional Health in the studio with us for the latest installment of the Ask the Expert series. Joining us are Christina Wingate Spence, Communications and Marketing Specialist, and today's experts, Dr. Eva Smorzanek and Dr. Dale Johnson from Interventional Radiology Team at Shore Regional Health. And Christina is going to start with us.
As part of the University of Maryland Medical System, University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive healthcare services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,600 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers works with various community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. And I'm very excited this morning to be bringing to you two of those experts, Dr. Smorzanek and Dr. Johnson, who will be sharing some information with you about interventional radiology.
Dr. Smorzanek's going to start with us and talk about interventional radiology.
Interventional radiology, very simply, is using techniques that are minimally invasive to either diagnose or treat diseases. And to do these procedures, we use various imaging tools to guide us, such as X-rays or CAT scans, or in some cases, ultrasound. So we deal directly with the patient. We are usually referral sources for patients and for doctors. These techniques are designed to either get the patient an answer or make the patient feel better in the least invasive way possible.
Dr. Johnson's going to tell us a little bit more about specifically the interventional radiology team you guys have.
Well, we consist of a team of professionals, including technologists that are highly trained, as well as registered nurses, all of whom have specialized training in interventional radiology procedures and practices.
Talk about some of the most common procedures that your patients undergo using interventional radiology techniques.
Well, we run the gamut from head to toe, and the procedures would include things like angioplasties and stent placements in various occluded or narrowed arteries and veins. We do image-guided biopsies. We have a very excellent dialysis service where we coordinate our activities with nephrologists and vascular surgeons who deal exclusively with dialysis patients. And we also have a vascular team, and also we see a lot of patients for consultation in uterine fibroid embolization and kyphoplasty for patients who've had fractures of their spines.
The uterine fibroid embolization, otherwise known as UFE, and Dr. Smorzanek, could you expand a little bit about those procedures and tell us who's a candidate?
Yeah, this is a really exciting procedure because it offers women who have very bad symptoms from fibroids, in particular excessive bleeding, even bleeding so bad it leads to anemia, or really severe pain, to get some relief from this without having to go through the risk and the recovery of having surgery. It involves doing a catheterization of the blood supply of the uterus and injecting small particles into the arteries that feed the uterus, the idea being to sort of starve these fibroids of blood supply, get them to shrink and scar and go away, thereby reducing the bleeding and the pain and the cramping afterward. This is a nice procedure because it's done as a same day type of procedure where they come in the morning. In some cases, they can be discharged at the end of the day. Sometimes we keep patients overnight just for pain management, but then they can go home the next day, usually have to take 4 or 5 days off from work, but then can get back into the swing of things about a week after the procedure, which is certainly a more optimal situation than the recovery time after surgery.
Absolutely. It sounds as though procedures using interventional radiology are much less invasive for patients than traditional surgical procedures. Dr. Johnson, tell us about some of the benefits to patients undergoing these types of procedures.
Well, that is the main benefit. It's less invasive. Mm-hmm. So the incisions are a lot smaller. And an example being uterine fibroid embolization compared to a hysterectomy where a woman would have a large abdominal incision. And because of that incision, her recovery would be fairly long compared to uterine fibroid embolization, which is all done through what we call a nick in the skin. So there is no sutures, there's no recovery from that, and the likelihood of those things developing complications like infections are a lot smaller. So mm-hmm. patients are out of the hospital a lot sooner, and they're back on their feet a lot sooner than they would from open surgery.
Definitely sounds like it's all good, using technology for all this stuff. Now, Christina, back at the microphone, tell us where people can learn a little more about the Interventional Radiology team at University of Maryland Shore Regional Health.
Additional information about the interventional radiologists, as well as the capabilities and locations of the entire imaging department at Shore Regional Health, can be found by visiting our website at umshoreregional.org.
Sounds good. Thank you for all the information this morning, Christina and Dr. Johnson and Dr. Smorzanek. Thanks for visiting this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.